It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Every week we cover, well, throughout the editions we've been on for over a year, we've covered time management, hiring, strategic planning, retail, communications, entrepreneurship, corporate culture, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. A couple of thank yous. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. Meira Beitler, Dina Student, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an important role for the show. And, of course, the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, just to name a few. Also, a special thank you to last week's guest, Jay Baer, social media guru. The podcast is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And if you go there, you'll see all the prior episodes, the interview we had with Steven Sadoff, the interview we had with Shep Hyken, the interview with Captain Sully Sullenberger, just to name a few, Matt Britton, Jeffrey Hazlett, just to name a few. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. And, of course, the incredible interview that you'll be treated to this evening will be available by Tuesday morning at WABCBizRadio.com. Well, without further ado, on the line with me for this show, Brian Solis, digital analyst, speaker, and author. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Brian is award-winning author, blogger, and worldwide keynote speaker. He is a principal analyst at Altimeter Group. Brian is a regular contributor to leading publications, including Ad Age, Forbes, Wired, and many others. Brian wrote many prominent books. Tonight, we're going to spend quite some time on his brand-new book, X, The Experience Where Business Meets Design. But just to list some of his previous books, The End of Business as Usual, What's the Future of Business? And another amazing one, Engage, the complete guide for brands and businesses to build, cultivate, and measure success. Therefore, we encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we're going to cover such important critical concepts as your brand's digital footprint, the threat of Generation C, understanding the future of business. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Brian Solis. Brian, how are you?
What an intro. I'm feeling awesome.
You deserve it. Man.
Thank you.
and a special thank you. You got up early. I mean, our listeners know we pre-record. You're up at some ungodly hour here on the West Coast, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's nothing that a cup of coffee can't fix.
Well, actually, when this show airs, it airs 11 p.m. New York time, is 8 o'clock your time. So at least the folks on the West Coast get that treat that they could listen 8 o'clock in the evening. I don't know that it beats football, but this show does. So we'll jump right in. First, can you explain for our audience, what is a digital analyst?
Well, okay, so...
Stumped?
Okay. I've been involved in technology since, my goodness, the late 80s. I started as a teenager programming on some of the first computers you could get your hands on, and it sort of stuck with me my entire life. And when I moved to Silicon Valley in the mid-90s, I really started to study and be involved in all of the emerging technology. And in one way, shape, or another, whether I was advising startups or starting my own companies, I was always studying technology and making sense of its patterns, its direction, and writing about it. And it was just a matter of time until I became a full-time digital analyst, where I study specifically disruptive technology, that technology that comes along and impacts business and society. And my job is to write research reports on it and to advise businesses and investors and companies all around the world what this impact means and what to do about it. And somewhere along the way, I also became a digital anthropologist, which I had to, believe it or not, because studying technology alone isn't enough to give you the full picture of why these things are happening. And so when you study technology's impact on society, culture, behavior, values, a lot of this stuff starts to make sense in an entirely new way.
Amazing. So if I could ask the question, because we know when technology came out, but especially when Google started tracking everything, we know that online, everything is trackable, right? Okay. And yet at the same time, you know, people have come along, and I imagine yourself included, to say, okay, let's also use some common sense and merge them in order to understand the data. It's not just all buried in numbers. It's numbers and common sense, understanding how humans operate.
Well, that's the thing about it depends on who you're talking to about this. If you're talking to someone, let's just say Generation X on the higher end of the spectrum and above, so mm-hmm. boomers and matures, you know, the privacy discussion takes on a whole different shape, and also data takes on a whole different discussion. If you're talking to younger Gen X and let's just say millennials and then the centennials behind them, there's a value exchange for data and privacy. So I'm willing to give up these digital breadcrumbs or these digital personality traits in exchange for personalization, better service, faster service, et cetera. And so that means that whomever's on the other side of data, you have to be able to, number one, have good intentions, two, be able to have the means of which to process that data and translate them into actionable insights, not just in any one thing or any one moment, but throughout the customer lifecycle. And this is a big issue that a lot of companies just don't have that type of infrastructure ready to handle this stuff.
Right. Now, what are some of the key features that make up a brand's digital footprint? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, if you're talking to a marketer, it's you got to have a great brand, you have to have great messaging and great brand style guide, and you have to have a great creative agency. But if you talk to the person who experiences the brand, well, that's a whole different discussion. And unfortunately, it's a discussion that doesn't happen quite enough. I think the number one thing that a great brand has to have today is, two things. One is relevance, and the other is empathy. And the reason I say that is because consumers are changing, customers are changing, regardless of the industry. You have to understand the very nature of what someone values in order to then design that value into the brand so you earn relevance. Too often, companies design these brands and then push them on people and then reinforce them with marketing, and all the while exposing itself to disruption when a consumer may or may not actually align with that value, right? That not only you hear that, you know, like the old Bob Dylan line, you know, times are changing. And they really are. And this is why we're always surprised when a startup comes along and just completely upsets the balance. And it's because there was brand irrelevance pushing itself onto a market that was already shifting. And empathy, I think, is that very thing. I call it the undercover boss moment. You know, I don't know if you watch that show, but I love it, even though it has the same ending every episode.
Okay.
It's this moment where when the undercover boss is going through, I don't know, let's just say in disguise as a customer or in disguise as an employee, they always find the things that they've missed being in their role, right? And that's because executives spend so much time talking to shareholders or stakeholders, but not enough time really feeling what it's like to be an employee or feeling what it's like to be a customer. And in that moment, they gain empathy. And that's when they see and feel what needs to change. And I think that moment could really make brands more powerful and relevant than ever.
Amazing. Now, we're going to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, I want to even talk about some of the features about your brand new book. Again, we're speaking with Brian Solis, author of many books, his most recent one, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design. It's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, Kindle, I mean, you name it, bookstores nationwide. It's a hardcover book, a pretty stunning publication. We're going to discuss that right when we come back. Almost every single show features a giveaway. Tonight we have an incredible giveaway. two free SodaStream machines. A couple of weeks ago, we had Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream North America, who gave the show five SodaStream machines. Two lucky winners already got it. Tonight, we have another two lucky winners that are going to get a SodaStream machine. In fact, last week, when we interviewed Jay Baer, he started talking about his SodaStream machine. It's an incredible, I shouldn't say it's a toy. It's really an incredible device to have in your home. Jay mentioned he had it there in his study in the basement. Most people have it in the kitchen. Wherever you have it, it will be a great addition. Of course, it's available. You could buy it at retailers worldwide. But two lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to get one for free. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered to win. Again, two lucky listeners are going to win a free SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and send it again to 66866, and you'll automatically be entered into the drawing to win one of two free SodaStream machines.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Hi, Yitzhak Saflis here. I want to remind the listeners that coming up in another few weeks is the C-Suite Network Conference. And actually, the upcoming one in September is going to be right here in New York at the Time Center. I've attended already two previous C-Suite Network conferences. They were just incredible. In fact, a number of great guests on this show, Mind Your Business, have been featured presenters at C-Suite Network conferences. For example, of course, Jeffrey Hazlett. He's the visionary behind it, along with Tom White. Tom White's going to be a guest here upcoming on Mind Your Business in the next few weeks. Sylvia DiGisto, Ron Carucci, David Meerman Scott. So many others. Michael Bakarian, Ira Ozer, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. I met him at C-Suite Network. Shep Hyken. Shep Hyken, I saw perform Linda Kaplan Thaler. So many guests that were here on Mind Your Business were ones that I met and got and saw them present at C-Suite Network conferences, and that's what really made my decision to get them on the show. So therefore, I want to remind the listeners, this coming September 12th and the 13th, the C-Suite Network Conference is coming up. There's an incredible lineup of presenters. Go to csuitenetwork.com. C-Suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com. And you'll see the entire lineup. Again, it's going to be September 12th and 13th right here at the Time Center in Midtown Manhattan. There's so much valuable advice and strategic direction that all the speakers impart. They never failed, speaker after speaker, give an incredible presentation. So again, find out more information about it, csuitenetwork.com, csuitenetwork.com for all information about the upcoming conference this September 12th and 13th right here in New York.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back, 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business Show. On the line with us, Brian Solis, has many accolades. Just, you can Google him, maybe check out his Wikipedia. You'll see exactly what he's all about. His most recent book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design. It's available at bookstores nationwide, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. You know, when I saw the book, I started to look into it, and I realized how valuable a guest you would be on our show. So I looked at it, and I see it's a hardcover book, stunning, four-color printing. Now, I have a lot of experience in doing coffee table books, and yet there's a lot of features in there that make it feel like, hey, you kind of, there's some synergy here with technology, how an iPad works. Could you, it's pretty cool. How'd you pull that off, and was that intentional? Yeah,
this, believe it or not, is one of the little secrets. You know how every book has its backstory,
yes,
its Easter eggs, or more movies and games. You know, and this is that for this book. So I'll, if you have the time, I'll tell you about it.
Yes, we want to hear.
It was absolutely intentional. So here's what happened. I wanted to design a book. I believe. Let me give you a little bit of the backstory. I believe that the future of brand and the future of customer relationships and the future of business in general is one that's rooted in meaningful experiences. So I think for far too long, businesses have taken advantage of transactions. So we push you for transactions. We try to remind you to come back for more transactions. We try to loop you in and reward you for coming back and buying more things. And we get so caught up in these cycles that we forget that there are real emotions, real human beings on the other side of all of these transactions. And business over the years has sort of modeled itself on this transactional funnel, right? So this is why we talk about, well, the funnel is this, or there are silos in the company, or I can't do everything by myself. The most important number or metric to our company is sales and scale. And that's starting to go away in this era where people are becoming what I call accidental narcissists. So the more they use their smartphones, for example, the more apps they use, the more services they use, the more social networks they use, they're constantly reminded that they're the most important person in their universe, right? So that's starting to have an effect on how they expect to do business, how they expect to experience the world. And so I wanted to write a book that was going to teach businesses how to think about designing experiences, not just around transactions, to just reimagine what a business model could be like, reimagine what customer experience and customer journeys could be like. And so I thought, there's a lot to learn, as I have over the last 20 plus years studying digital customers and studying technology. I wanted to share a lot of those insights in the most approachable way possible for readers to see just how different their markets are becoming. And I thought, wow, how ironic is this, or even ignorant, if I write a book about designing experiences for people who are different in a digital economy in a book form.
Amazing.
I should use the book as a metaphor or as an example of what I'm talking about. And so I studied specifically user experience and user interface design. I looked at how people use their favorite apps, things like Uber, things like Tinder. I looked at retention. How do people, like, not just find something and share information, but how do people learn and find, take delight in as they're learning, right? That things like white papers or PDFs are really difficult to give you delight. So you have to think about, how do you bring to life all of these digital attributes? And of course, all of these insights that I was getting could have gone into a killer app. But I thought, no, I think the real example, the real proof point is going to be to show you how to bring that to life in something that's analog. So I call it an analog app. And as you can imagine, being in the publishing world, that was a very interesting conversation to bring to a publisher.
Absolutely.
Hey.
You probably, like, sent flat them on their back. I mean, like, wait a second. You want to? Is this an iPad or is it a book? And then you're like, well, kind of both. What? How did you? And it's a Wiley.
Yeah, it was Wiley. It was Wiley.
Had you with any fistfights? I mean, sorry to put you on the spot.
To be honest with you, they are very supportive. So this was my fourth book with them, and wow. I'm pretty sure if there hadn't been the history, they probably
yeah they
would
throw
have
you out in your head yeah
yeah. The story is pretty fascinating. We brought on a company called Mechanism. It's a advertising agency that they're really amazing. They sort of call themselves modern storytellers because they understand how people sort of seamlessly navigate the digital and physical worlds. And so they created an agency dedicated to this. And they've been my buddies for a very, very long time. And so I acted as art director. I got to tell you though, they took a big leap, Wiley did, in essentially allowing all of the production of the book to come outside of Wiley.
Wow.
And I was the art director, Mechanism, and we partnered on the essentially what was user experience. We wireframed the book, we started from scratch, and it's just a fraction of what I wanted to get out. It just as you start to reimagine the whole book,
right?
You miss deadlines,
right? Especially a four color coffee table. I mean, that's the quality of the piece.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that I wanted to bring to life an experience. I worked with a Pixar storyboard artist at the time.
Wow.
To help me learn how to storyboard and how to understand the characters, the audience, and put together the story that the book was meant to tell, and also the design of the book. And the storyboarding process was probably one of the richest experiences I've ever had in my life. In fact, there's a little... this little section of the book that tells the story of the storyboarding.
Oh,
for
those
the book
are great. Those are great. The story behind the story. Oh, it's great. That's great.
And then, as you notice, it is the size of an iPad Air, which
yes.
Some you either love it or hate it. But the whole point was meant to be, it was meant to just not only be evocative, but just to show you what's possible when you look at the world differently and you take a different approach to bringing to life a product or a service or an experience that's different. And the reason why that's important is because when we go to ideate or when we try to be creative for any company today, whether it's advertising or say product development, say customer experience optimization, we tend to look at it based on the past. So we essentially iterate, which means you just do things, you do the same things, but you do them better. But what I was trying to say is, look, this is a time for true innovation where you don't borrow from the past. You don't build on legacy platforms or legacy metrics or legacy strategies. You just look at people, where they're going, and allow that to touch you in ways that can evoke ideas that wouldn't have happened otherwise. Because the definition of innovation versus iteration is doing new things that creates new value rather than doing the same things just better. And I'll tell you, if you have another minute, I'll
yeah.
tell you what really blew my mind. I got so deep in the studying process, it took 3.5 years to put this together, that I was studying high school teenagers and how they when they're doing homework, a lot of them still have to use textbooks,
right?
Which is mind blowing because their brain actually has a hard time. It actually struggles with a textbook. Simply because when they're not in the textbook, which is most of the time, they're in Snapchat and they're
right.
in Yik Yak and they're in all these different apps that are reprogramming their brain to process information differently, right? And so when I was studying that 3.5 years ago, the average high school student could focus on homework for six-minute bursts before reaching for technology distraction.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, how am I going to write a book? 6-minute bursts. That's
yeah.
crazy. And so you start to reimagine how to write sentences. You start to think about, well, could this paragraph be translated into a visual graphic to employ visual learning? And when I finished the first manuscript, which, by the way, as Wiley would tell you, was nothing less than a disaster. It was the reason why is because at that time it was. The high school brain could focus for 60 seconds or less.
Wow. Oh, my God. And what is it down to today? Ay vey.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. So now it's just a constant. Now it's just constant struggle. They switch between analog and digital all the time. In fact, a lot of kids are doing homework and via FaceTime together. And so it's starting to become seamless. And so I had to pretty much trash that manuscript and start all over again. And this is where the real insight started to come out. It's like, wow, now we're having to just create a book that blends between a book and digital. So that way you lose yourself in it. There are pages that still have paragraphs, rows of columns on there. And that is simply because I ran out of time and the publisher was like, wow. You're not, go or no go. But I still had much more to do. But so what that led to was that you don't actually need a table of contents anymore. In fact, the idea of the table of contents in a linear format is exactly what the teenage brain can't get its, you know, basically you cannot get the engagement around
right,
it.
Right.
And so you now have to write in ways, I'm not saying dumb anything down. I'm just saying you have to present it in a way that's much more, let's just say, intuitive in the way that today's brain navigates. And it's not just kids, by the way. Everybody is called neuroplasty. So the more you use apps and services and the more you browse the web, I mean, you're just training yourself to process things differently. And so that's why the table of contents was reimagined to emulate your home screen of your smartphone or your iPad. And then the idea of a chapter structure was completely broken out. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just presented to you in 2, 3, 4, 5 segment bursts, and they're color-coded. And here's the most difficult, but I think the most ingenious part of it is you don't actually have to read it left to right. You could read the sections that are important to wherever you are right now. You can read it left to right. But the other thing is that the visual presentation of it is so rich. I've gotten I watch tweets and Instagrams and of all of this stuff, and I see people saying, "Gosh, you know, there's so many times I'm reading the book and I want to press this to share it online."
right.
And your iPad.
It's not working. Wait, the battery's out. Oh,
somebody said, yeah. I love this Instagram. Somebody showed the book on a tabletop. With a Mac cord plugged in.
Oh, I love it. Is that great? Says it all. On the line with me is none other than Brian Solis. He has a lot of accolades, but his most recent book is a must for anyone that needs to understand. That's actually why I was so happy to even spend some precious time on this interview to talk about the publication of the book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design. And the reason is because Brian is a specialist at understanding the user experience. Anyone who's in the digital age and is an expert the way Brian is, well, many times they, as Brian alluded to, or we're not going to give percentages, but there are many that kind of live in their own world, draw their own conclusions, and ignore the user experience. Brian is a specialist on the exact opposite, on how it fuses, how to take modern technology, apps. He's a student of understanding the human experience and therefore a master at it. Tonight we have an incredible giveaway. 2 free SodaStream machines. A couple of weeks ago we had Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream North America, who gave the show 5 SodaStream machines. 2 lucky winners already got it. Tonight we have another 2 lucky winners that are going to get a SodaStream machine. It's an incredible, I shouldn't say it's a toy, it's really an incredible device to have in your home. It will be a great addition. Of course, it's available. You could buy it at retailers worldwide. But 2 lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to get one for free. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered to win. Now, if you're driving, don't do it while you're driving. When you get to the rest stop, if you're coming from upstate, pull in by Sloatsburg or something like that, or by a rest stop on 17, whichever way you're going, and then send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line, and you'll automatically be entered to win a SodaStream machine. Again, two lucky listeners are going to win a free SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and send it again to 66866, and you'll automatically be entered into the drawing to win one of two free SodaStream machines. Wow. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Brian Solis. His newest book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design, is available at Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble's, bookstores nationwide. Check it out. A must read. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505, to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today. Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
And we're back. Mind your business on 77 WABC. In case you're just tuning in, the guest this evening is Brian Solis. His newest book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design. In case you're just tuning in, you missed some real incredibly great conversation. But the good news is, for modern technology, our website, WABCBizRadio.com, will have the entire interview up by Tuesday morning. Of course, on there, you could access all our previous episodes. The interview with Sylvia DiGisto, the interview with Ron Carucci, David Meerman Scott, Linda Kaplan Thaler, Dan Sullivan, Peter Shankman. I mean, the list goes on. We've had incredible guests, and tonight's guest is no different. Brian Solis, his newest book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design, and he is a specialist. And we're going to ask him right now. There's user experience, there's real life, executive thinking. Maybe you could discuss, and of course you do discuss this in the book, but how executive thinking should and must incorporate the user experience?
Well, this is the hard part, right? Is that a lot of times, if you look at what the number one challenge for any business of any size is to compete in a digital economy, it's they're all human factors. One is just perspective. They don't actually see it as being a big deal. They see the operations of the business, the sales of the product.
Right.
You know, those things are supposed to drive business. So perspective is one of the biggest challenges. That's why I believe that, in fact, this is what my next book is going to be on, is it's the secret sauce to all of this. It's how do you see things differently in order to do things differently? And the biggest challenges that stand in your way are things like skepticism, right, or politics or fear. And those are things that we have to address, because if you look at any big company, for example, they're all risk averse, right? And in fact, if you try to get any kind of marketing done or any type of, you know, creative put out in the marketplace, it has to go through legal, which is, the greatest irony of all of this is that, and especially for those companies that are regulated or have to follow compliance, it's just very difficult. And so what we need now are people who, I call them change agents, but you could call them, you know, just people who are change makers. They see things differently. Maybe they're part of the revolution. Generation C is something that we could talk about, but it was this group of consumers that I had found that weren't just younger, who weren't just digital natives. It was just anybody who lived a digital lifestyle. So 55-year-olds I found made decisions similar to 25-year-olds when they were online. And I felt like Generation C was the catalyst for making these executive arguments. Like, look, our markets aren't going backwards. They're not, you know, I talk to executives who say, hey, you know, Brian, don't you think that at some point this is all going to become a little much, like all these technologies, all these distractions, all of these apps? And, you know, you realize that they're not just talking about, you know, the skepticism of the market. They're also talking about themselves. Like, am I becoming irrelevant, or is this just a big joke? Isn't this just, at some point we're going to go back to rotary phones? And I want to say, you know, what, are you crazy? Come on, get your head out of the sand and let's do this. Let's get that company and let's get your employees rallied behind something that everybody can believe in. But, you know, you have to say, like, look, this is the real world.
Right.
Maybe it is becoming much for some people, but I guarantee you that they're going to find better apps, new services, new devices that are going to continue to barrage markets and continue to change people and continue to change expectations and behaviors and values. And now's the time to do something about it. And here are the benefits. So any change maker has to really understand how to make the case. I say that the best change makers are part politician, part cheerleader, part legal representation, and that is because they have to go get the data that shows this is where the market's going, and that we, you know, how to justify a pilot, right? You don't have to change everybody's mind overnight, but just show enough to warrant a pilot or new tests, borrow money from things that are old, like, I don't know, borrow from email marketing. Trust me, your consumers are not going to be upset if they don't get an email from you in 1 week. And then a politician, because the way Generation C is behaving today, they float in between business silos. They do not see those silos. They do not appreciate those silos. They do not want to contact any contact center. They want to have a seamless, connected, frictionless experience. And that means that you have to go outside of your role, your department, in order to start working with other companies for a particular pilot to bring people together. So you have to sort of get people to see that you're not trying to steal their thunder. You're not trying to show them up, that you're all trying to do the right thing for the customer and bring everybody along for the ride. And then the cheerleader, because this is hard. This doesn't happen overnight, but you know, you have to rally yourself and rally the troops, because I can tell you that the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Wow. Now, you just addressed a couple of minutes ago the Generation C. Maybe you can explain for those that don't, you know, that are not familiar with that, what is Generation C?
Well, a couple of books ago, when I was studying what I then called the dynamic customer journey, I had found that people I wanted to prove that the funnel didn't exist anymore. We all talked about the funnel being broken, but I like data. I like to show people exactly, well, if it's broken, then what's happening? I like to show people visibly what is happening. And what I had found was that, you know, we were looking at Generation Y, which are the millennials. We were looking at Generation Z, which is the centennials. But in my research, going through the customer journey, I found that it wasn't actually segmented by demographics, age or income or education or location. It was actually organized by psychographics. So people who had similar intent, people who shared desired outcomes that were similar, people who behaved in certain ways or shared similar interests. So basically, I found a group that was bound together by common interests, aspirations, outcomes, et cetera, and I gave it a name, Generation C. So don't just look at the market as, you know, Generation X, Y, Z. Look at it as Generation C, Generation Connected. It's a group bound by psychographics, not demographics, which means it was bigger than any one market. It was a bigger opportunity for businesses if you could just look at it and see it. And so that's what Generation C was about. It was about saying, don't just look at these groups of folks. Look at things more holistically based on what people do and what they want to do and what they can't do.
Right, right. We're speaking with Brian Solis. He's written many books. He's out there. You could find him on social media. His newest book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at bookstores nationwide. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. Actually, before we go to our spots, I want to remind the listeners, almost every single show features a giveaway. Tonight, we have an incredible giveaway. 2 free SodaStream machines. A couple of weeks ago, we had Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream North America, who gave the show 5 SodaStream machines. 2 lucky winners already got it. Tonight, we have another 2 lucky winners that are going to get a SodaStream machine. In fact, last week, when we interviewed Jay Baer, he started talking about his SodaStream machine. It's an incredible, I shouldn't say it's a toy. It's really an incredible device to have in your home. Jay mentioned he had it there in his study in the basement. Most people have it in the kitchen. Wherever you have it, it will be a great addition. Of course, it's available. You could buy it at retailers worldwide. But 2 lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to get one for free. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered to win. Now, if you're driving, don't do it while you're driving. When you get to the rest stop, if you're coming from upstate, pull in by Sloatsburg or something like that, or by a rest stop on 17, whichever way you're going, and then send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line, and you'll automatically be entered to win a SodaStream machine. Again, 2 lucky listeners are going to win a free SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and send it again to 66866, and you'll automatically be entered into the drawing to win 1 of 2 free SodaStream machines.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Hi, Yitzhak Saftlis here. I want to remind the listeners that coming up in another few weeks is the C-Suite Network Conference. Find out more information about it, csuitenetwork.com, c-suitenetwork.com, for all the information about the upcoming conference this September 12th and 13th right here in New York.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind your business right here on 77 WABC, having an incredible conversation with Brian Solis, who was really gracious enough to give from his time. He is a worldwide featured speaker. In fact, you could see his TED Talk. You just Google his name and you'll see exactly what Brian's all about. His newest book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design, put out by Wiley, a hardcover edition. It's available at bookstores nationwide and, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. The story is that his specialty is understanding all the technologies out there and, of course, merging it, fusing it with the user experience. Maybe in the couple of minutes remaining, I want to touch on two things. Number one is social economy, which you've spoken about at length and have great perspective on, and then understanding Apple's holistic approach to experience architecture. So maybe you could touch on those two. I know we only have a couple minutes. Yeah, I check your clock, but I'm sorry. You know, if I'm speaking to Brian Solis, I got to ask these questions.
So the social economy, so I believe that business could benefit from adding the humanities back into the mix. So psychology, you know, just social sciences, right? So psychology, anthropology, sociology, et cetera. The reason why is because back in the day, I've reinvented myself more times than Madonna. There was a time where between Web 1.0 and Web 2.0, I was really trying to study what led behaviorally to the demise or the collapse of the first iteration of the web, and then what would the future of it look like. And that, being in Silicon Valley, I had access to, you know, just you name it, the youngest entrepreneurs at the time, like a young Mark Zuckerberg, all of these guys that had yet to make a name for themselves. And you could see that the web was becoming inherently social and democratized, which I felt was really, really incredible. And so I started to borrow from the social sciences of just regular life and started applying those principles to what the democratization of the world or the web would look like and what the socialization of it would look like. And I started to talk about this idea of social economics in a different perspective. So in a digital sense, what is this going to do? How is this going to play out? And what is going to happen over time? And so social economics really started to borrow from the fact that you were going to overconnect with people. You weren't going to just connect with your friends, that those relationships were going to become some form of value, of net worth. The way that you exchange in those social networks, the way that you talk, the way that you share, the value you contribute or take away, that was going to become a currency, and really started to help people understand this is what the technology is going to do. This is how you're going to be valued in it. This is going to be, there are going to be elements of this that are going to help some people become more influential than others. And to some extent, I kind of wish I was still tracking this, because if you look at politics today, you can actually watch all of this play out and how people are taking away value from their social capital, than rather adding to those networks and to their own personal net worth online. So
especially this year. Especially this year.
Oh my goodness. Yes, indeed. Yes. And then the other aspect of, well, just in the few minutes we have left.
I
actually believe that, you know, the future of brand and the future of business is based on experience architecture. So if you really want to get into it, the book teaches you how to become an experience architect. But as an example, I show Apple. Everybody talks about Apple, why, you know, it's the best brand, it's the best company. It's always used as sort of this go-to, maybe a little too easy, maybe a little bit too overused. But I decided to say, all right, well, there's got to be something here. What is it about Apple that fascinates people? And I went through the life of a consumer in an empathetic journey where I just took one of their product lines, which was the iPad, and studied every aspect of it and detailed it in an entire chapter, what they had done and what my reaction to that was. And by the end of it, I had found that there was a complete story arc around every aspect of the customer journey. So from the website to retail to the packaging, you know, there's somebody at Apple. The box is designed to that story arc, and I'm not kidding. And they have somebody whose job it is to open that box and experience it according to that story arc. And every aspect of it is driven to that arc. Even the I got my hands on training manuals and job descriptions, and you can see that everything just lined up to that story arc. It's actually quite incredible.
Wow.
And I put together this Apple ecosystem map to show you that not only was the iPad part of the story arc, but the iPad itself was part of a greater story arc around the Apple universe. And it's just... it was just fascinating to see to what extent, how meticulous the company was into designing these experiences, of which then products and services and retail and online, all of these things, e-commerce, all these things become enablers for that experience. So they're driven by this narrative rather than the just putting the narrative and then the technology later, right? It was just... it is an example of what businesses can do, and I reverse engineered it for everyone.
Amazing. Brian, I can't thank you enough for joining me here. Maybe in the final 30 seconds, any final thoughts for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
I just think that, you know, now's the time to take a step back. This is a moment where I know you have a lot of pressure. I honestly say that, you know, I tried to be innovative once, but I got stuck in meetings all day. this is just the time to really start questioning everything. And it's okay. And you know, you just make the case. I think anybody with the right intent of doing the right thing by customers is going to listen to you, but you have to go the extra mile to be able to show why this is a different time and why this is an opportunity for greater value. And, you know, there's no way to do that other than to go feel it, go experience it, go study it, you know, do a little extra credit, a little extra homework, and then come back and bring people along for the ride. It is the only way to change. And that, I think, that's why it's such an exciting time to be alive.
Amazing. Brian, thank you so much for giving of your very precious time. And, of course, have an amazing day ahead of you. Thank you so much.
You have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. That was Brian Solis, digital analyst, speaker, and author, who took some of his very precious time. He's on his way up to an event out in San Francisco. Special thank you again to our guest this evening, Brian Solis. His most recent book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design, is available, of course, at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, bookstores nationwide. The reason why we put so much effort into getting great guests is because we want to have guests that impart the business knowledge that people are looking for, small business owners, large business owners, and many people that are going up and down the New York State Thruway right now while you're listening to this, hopefully not stuck in traffic. But this show, Mind Your Business, looks out for these level guests, and that's why Brian Solis was such an important guest. He's a specialist at understanding technology, but then how it interacts. Many times someone looks at something that's involved with technology and they say, but wait a second, it doesn't work, or it's not comfortable. Or the other way around, there's something that comes along, an Uber that comes along, and it's an incredible disruptor, but what happened was is because it factored in the user experience and, of course, used technology to leverage it. The taxis may not be happy about it, but Uber is here to stay because that's a disruptor. It's a technology. In fact, one of the – not one of the first guests. The very first guest on Mind Your Business, and it's accessible by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com is where all the previous guests are archived. Many of them have a video along with it. You could watch the video, you could download the iTunes, or you can actually just listen to it on the spot. It's a brand new site that has incredible amount of features in order to access all the previous guests. But our very first guest when Mind Your Business started in July 2015 was Josh Moore. He is the general manager at Uber. And you could listen to that interview by going to Mind Your Business, by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com is the exclusive dedicated website for this show, Mind Your Business, at 77 WABC. Let's see. Well, I want to remind the listeners that coming up next is John Batchelor. The John Batchelor Show is up next here on 77 WABC. And we remind you again to tune in again next week to another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.